This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida's flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Also, we're on MeWe, the same way. Gab, that same way. On Parler, we're on it as at the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America, capitalize the word America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and we certainly hope that you will. All right, joining us right now from the undergroundusa.com website and all the great things that he has to offer, it is Frank Salvato. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was formed in Judeo-Christian values. Well, slow Joe Biden, or Lion Biden, plagiarism Biden, had a little speech he gave last night, and let's just listen to about, maybe a minute of this.
For you and I, that America thrives when we give our hearts, when we turn our hands to common purpose. And right now, my friends, we're doing just that. And I have to say, as your president, I'm grateful to you. Last summer, I was in Philadelphia and I met a small business owner, a woman. I asked her, I said, what do you need most? Never forget what she said to me. She said, looking me in the eye, she said, I just want the truth. The truth. Just tell me the truth. Think of that. My fellow Americans, you're owed nothing less than the truth. And for all of you asking when things will get back to normal, here is the truth. The only way to get our lives back, to get our economy back on track, is to beat the virus. You've been hearing me say that for while I was running and the last 50 days I've been president. But this is one of the most complex operations we've ever undertaken as a nation in a long time. That's why I'm using every power I have as president of the United States to put us on a war footing to get the job done.
All right, I'm going to stop it right there because he talked about every power he has to put us on a war footing. The one thing that he failed to mention when he talked about war footing was how we got into this mess to begin with, the war with China that created this.
Well, it's the genesis of this is pretty clear cut. Came out of Wuhan. I think it was purposely done. What bothers me most about just that clip is the slurring of his words.
Yeah.
Here's a guy who's supposed to be making a primetime presidential address. This is A-game time. Mm-hmm. And if he can't not slur his words, that means he's incapable of not slurring his words.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something going on here. I was listening to a Glenn Beck's podcast yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and he had a U.S. representative on from the north of Los Angeles, and this guy pretty much spelled it out. He said, when you look at Joe Biden and you look at his performance so far, we're seeing the biggest case of elder abuse
mm-hmm.
that he's ever seen. And I have to agree with him. I think this is beyond ridiculous.
Me too.
They're setting him up politically to take a fall within the first year so they can install someone
mm-hmm.
who's now the Vice President of the United States, who literally, and I mean literally, check up her history, read up on it, understand who she is. This woman slept her way to the top.
Yes, she did.
Starting with Willie Brown.
Mm-hmm. Kamala Harris.
You know, so this is pretty much who we're about to have installed
yep.
for President of the United States. How did she do in the primaries?
Yeah, terrible. 2%.
Yeah, she was horrible. The Democrats didn't even want her.
Nope. All right, well, let's give a listen to a caller here. Mary, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. Yes, Kamala Harris also has a very rich uncle in India. Which is all interesting about immigrants coming here. But did anybody mention, while we're all on the diversion stuff, that the Democratic Socialists of America were able to take over the Democratic Party in Nevada?
Mentioned that earlier this week.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've heard it in one place, but I think that's kind of a big deal. People should be paying attention to
that. It is, and thank you for the call. Yeah, we talked about that earlier this week, that all the Democrats, the regular Democrats, resigned.
Yeah, they all resigned, and that goes to illustrate the fissure that is actually alive
mm-hmm.
in the Democrat Party. You and I have been talking about this since, I don't know, 2005,
mm-hmm.
that the progressives and the Democrats are two different animals under the mm-hmm. same flag. And that sooner or later, these two animals were going to start fighting.
Yeah.
Well, they're fighting right now, and if Republicans are smart, they jam a wedge in that fissure.
Yeah, and when we come back, we'll mention something here that I just got because this is true, Eric, what you're saying about the terms. So there you go. They're planning on running her for two terms on top of her initial whatever. So we'll be right back with more with Frank Solotto, undergroundusa.com. Go check it out.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
All of that. The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to AvidBiotech.Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
And welcome back, everybody. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and hardly a week goes by when I do not get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of our listeners that just bought a new Nissan. And it's amazing how they continue to get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, on up and down all the way to the Canadian border, New England. And we even had one father that drove all the way from Phoenix, Arizona to come over to trade in the vehicle he had so he could get his daughter a new car. She was going to the University of Tampa. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to pricing, customer service, and it all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you cannot beat the selection at Moss of over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and all the accessories that you can dream of. Clean trade-ins? Yep, they're commanding a great resale price, so take advantage and upgrade your ride right now. And if you want a good certified pre-owned vehicle, they got plenty of them there. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and pastors all get a great deal on your vehicle. Now, remember, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Don't forget, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And check out the all-new Rogue, the hottest SUV on the market right now today. Check them out online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because that will open the door wide open for you. All righty, Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website is back with us. Good morning again, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Now, I'm going to play just one more little short before I move on with Joe Biden just to prove a point here. Here we go.
Sounds like hyperbole, but I mean it. A war footing. And thank God we're making some real progress now.
In my first full day in office, I outlined for you a comprehensive strategy to beat this pandemic. We've spent every day since attempting to carry it out. 2 months ago, this country didn't have nearly enough vaccine supply to vaccinate all or ever near all of the American public.
Now, I'm stopping it there because that's an outright lie. That is absolutely not true. And you know it, and I know it.
Yeah, this is, this is a guy taking credit for the previous administration, believing that we won't remember. If you were paying attention at the end of the Trump administration, this guy had Operation Warp Speed, and he was moving things through as fast as he possibly could.
Yep.
And vaccines were prevalent. It was starting. They were rolling everything out. So on top of having to run a reelection campaign where he had to battle people trying to cheat at every turn, he was rolling out something very, very large and working with pharmaceutical companies that actually were working against him politically.
Mm-hmm.
So, this guy comes in, he takes all the credit for everything that everybody else has done. His future plans with what he wants to do in the future. We were talking over the break. That's Ron DeSantis' plan in Florida.
That's correct.
Well, that's a safe thing to try to steal intellectually because it's been working. So he saw it. The mainstream media is going to give it to him. They're not going to give DeSantis any credit for this. And he's going to keep believing. And I think he really believes all this stuff. I think the sycophants around him have just repeated these lies over and over and over, and I think he truly believes his line of BS. And that's a dangerous time when you've got people pulling puppet strings to make you believe your own deceptions. That's a lot of problem right there.
Yeah, well, if he's got the problems that we're talking about, advanced dementia, he could be on some pretty good medication that could allow persuasion like that, mind-altering persuasion, to be taking place. That's all part of what they do.
No, it's I'm very concerned about his speech pattern and the way that he shuffles. And I've been saying this since it happened, and just before his presidential came ramped up in the full gear, being the nominee.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to see an independent examination of our president by a team of physicians that aren't related to any political sphere. But I don't believe that's ever going to happen.
No.
I think his personal physician will come out and say he's in tip-top shape for a man his age. No problem here.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, there's unexplained slurring, unexplained seclusion, unexplained shuffling when he used to be vibrant.
Yep.
I truly believe they're setting it up. It's going to be President Harris before this whole thing's over.
That's right. And, of course, the comment that was made in the chat room a little while ago is that they're going to wait till November, after November of 2022, because then she can run for two terms.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, I know it's going to sound like tit for tat, but if they do that after November, there needs to be a clear and reasoned voice on the Republican side saying that we need to remove her because she really wasn't elected. She wasn't even elected by the Democrats in her own party.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want her. They rejected her during the primary.
Yep.
She was almost the first one cast aside by rank and file Democrats. And now the nation's is going to be getting this woman installed? Absolutely not.
Yep.
That's grounds for impeachment.
Yep, but she's a 2%er. Remember, she got that 2%. And by the way, she's very close personal friends with the Obamas.
And this seems to be endemic in California. Garcetti, the mayor of Los Angeles, was elected with only 2% of the voters voting last time around.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell's wrong with California?
Yeah, you're right. Okay, well, let's talk about New York, because God knows Cuomo is in huge trouble up there. The Albany Police Department just got the criminal report to investigate, signed by the aide that accuses the governor of groping her up in the residence at the executive mansion in Albany. Meanwhile, the National Organization of Women now has gone on the record for saying that Cuomo is unfit to serve. And New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, who probably smells blood in the water and thinks he has a chance to be governor, not going to happen. Sorry, Bill. He says Cuomo just can't serve as governor anymore.
Well, it's the only thing he said during his tenure as mayor that's right. number one. And I'm glad that the National Organization for Women's finally on board with this.
Yep.
They have been stunningly silent since the very beginning, which calls into question their integrity. I'm sorry. I'm glad they finally woke up, but I have to call your integrity on this one. You should have been there from the second that it started, looking into and talking to these women to find out exactly what's going on, and being in the press saying that if these accusations are true, then he must go. Instead, you just sat around and waited for what now, number five?
Six.
Number six.
Six.
Number six.
Mm-hmm.
And this one had to be a physical accusation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the question here is, you know, will Cuomo dig his heels in and thumb his nose at the Democrat Party that put him in there just to be able to fight it out? His arrogance level would tell me that he would.
Sure.
You know, so there's going to be a battle up there.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question about it. But again, I said this last week with you, and the week before as the scandal's been unfolding, I'm stunned that 15,000 deaths wasn't the catalyst for this guy wanting being removed from office, and it had to come down to a sex scandal. We've got a problem in our country with our priorities. Mm-hmm. When you can have a mass culling of senior citizens in a state because of executive orders, and that doesn't have a governor removed, oh, but he touched an aide, that's impeachable? Come on, man. I mean, I know I sounded like Biden right there, but we've got to get our stuff together.
Yeah, and finally, we've got about 30 seconds here. The House Democrats are pushing a couple of expanded bills pertaining to guns. One of them is the expanded gun checks bill. A lot of people are going, oh, my God, they're coming after our guns. Well, of course they are, but there's going to be more that they're going to try to do as well. But I do know that there's a big pushback coming against that.
Yeah, it's time for the states to stand up and start codifying things where the Second Amendment's concerned at a state level and nullify the federal laws that are going to be coming down.
Tenth Amendment.
You cannot go wrong when you stand with the Bill of Rights.
Yep. Tenth Amendment, and there's a lot of activity going on there. And by the way, the Convention of States is still rolling along. They added another state, I think it was Idaho, they added to the mix. And here comes the music. So I got to let you go till Monday, so stay out of trouble up there. And try if you can not to get anybody upset at you there.
I'm an awesome guy.
All right, we'll talk to you on Monday. And that's Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. And when we come back, the phone lines will be open. I'm going to play a little bit more of Joe Biden, the gift that keeps on giving. Again, there's something up. We know it. Mentally, medically, physically.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden announced in an address to the nation Thursday that he is directing states, tribes, and territories to ensure everyone is eligible for COVID-19 vaccination by May 1st. Thanks to President Trump's Operation Warp Speed and 3 coronavirus vaccines in record time, that will be achievable. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's alleged mistreatment of women is moving up the legal chain. Thursday, the Albany Police Department got involved in a case focusing on the sixth accuser that Cuomo allegedly groped at the governor's mansion. As the list of lawmakers telling Cuomo to resign from office continues to grow, Mr. Cuomo said he won't, and he has done nothing wrong. It could become a crime to taunt a police officer in Kentucky under a bill that passed the state Senate. The bill passed the Kentucky Senate 2211 on Thursday and now awaits House input. Under the legislation, anyone who accosts, insults, taunts, or challenges a law enforcement officer could face up to 90 days in jail and fines. USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And, oh, by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the Two Guys Gun Shows. Now, Two Guys Gun Shows are back, and they're bigger and better than ever. They'll be up Saturday and Sunday in Brooksville at the Hernando County Fairgrounds. I'll be there Saturday until 2 p.m. Gates open at 9 a.m. They've got the two buildings up there, the exhibition hall and then the building right beside it. And they'll be there. By the way, there is a concealed carry class tomorrow at 2 p.m. And then on Sunday, it's at 12:30 p.m. And if you want to get a head start on it, get signed up and get in the class, go to the website, twoguysshows.com, twoguysshows.com. Sign up online. Make sure you get in the class because a lot of times the Saturday class will be full, and if you want to take the concealed carry, you'll have to come back on Sunday to do it or wait till the next time around somewhere along the line. Now, Two Guys Shows is where you can shop for some of the most modern, up-to-date guns and tactical equipment, as well as knives. There's private collections there also being sold. Antiques, a lot of different antiques showing up there. Saw a lot of black powder guns at the last gun show that I was at. And, of course, bows and arrows and fishing equipment and military surplus and camping equipment and stun guns and all sorts of different things there, self-defense there for you to take a look at. Now, don't forget, twoguysshows.com, the website, twoguysshows.com, and I look forward to seeing you there Saturday from 9 to 2. That's when I'll be there, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and stop by and say howdy, howdy. Look for my banner. It'll be up on the wall, and I'll be right there close by. If I'm not right there by the table, then I'm not very far away because I have a habit of wandering and handing out cards and whatnot when I'm doing that. Now, I want to play a little bit more of Joe Biden because a lot of things he said in his speech are he just didn't tell the truth, folks. And I just stopped it where I stopped it with Frank Salvato because he talked about, you know, not having anything to work with. That just isn't true. All right, and here we go with some more. Let's listen to this.
But soon we will. We've been working with vaccine manufacturers, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, to manufacture and purchase hundreds of millions of doses of these three safe, effective vaccines. And now, at the direction and with the assistance of my administration, Johnson & Johnson is working together with a competitor, Merck, to speed up and increase the capacity to manufacture new Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which is one shot. In fact, just yesterday, I announced, and I met with the CEOs of both companies, I announced our plan to buy an additional 100 million doses of Johnson & Johnson vaccines. These two companies, competitors, have come together for the good of the nation, and they should be applauded for it. It's truly a national effort, just like we saw during World War II. Now, because all the work we've done, we'll have enough vaccine supply for all adults in America by the end of May. That's months ahead of schedule. And we're mobilizing thousands of vaccinators to put the vaccine in one's arm, calling active duty military, FEMA, retired doctors and nurses, administrators, and those to administer the shots.
Now, everything that he said is true, except for one thing. Donald Trump had that all set up and rolling in motion. Every last little bit of it. And Joe Biden is taking credit for all of it without saying where it came from. Now, this is slow Joe. This is the Joe that we all know. He's had a reputation. When they called him Lion Biden, they weren't kidding. He's also been a plagiarist, taking things and use them without permission. And I mean verbatim. He's gotten sued over it. Now, I'm not going to say Donald Trump's going to sue him over what he just said, but I will say this. Everything that he just mentioned and what I've been playing for you in the last 9 minutes and 46 seconds of the tape that I have played so far, it's 24 minutes long, you can thank Donald Trump for all that. Now, not to be just talking for the simple reason that somebody wants to talk, the COVID stimulus bill is a horse of a different color. $1.9 trillion, 91% of the money has absolutely nothing to do with COVID. Nothing. 9% does. And of that 9%, the vast majority happens to be the stimulus money, which I know this next caller that's on the line right now, Eric in Seminole, is going to tell me he's going to take that $1,400 and stick it in the bank, aren't you?
Well, thanks for taking my call, sir. Awesome show yet again. I don't know. But we are blessed enough that we have even considered paying it forward to charities because, you know, we're not wealthy by any stretch of the imagination, but we definitely are in a position to help others, which I think in our family's opinion is a better way to go.
Very good.
With you know, I'm not trying to say I'm holier than thou or anything like that, but let's look at reality, and we're blessed to even be living in the United States of America. But with that said, you were mentioning Merck, Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, President Biden's truthfulness, if you will, or lack thereof. This is my opinion, and people can look it up for themselves if they don't, you know, necessarily trust my opinion. Merck ceased its development of a coronavirus vaccine several months ago because they could not achieve any sort of similar results that the alleged results that the manufacturers are made right manufacturing. So they're now subcontracting with Johnson & Johnson to produce Johnson & Johnson's vaccine,
right,
basically to double their manufacturing capabilities, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is not anywhere similar to Pfizer or Moderna's vaccine. Pfizer and Moderna are messenger RNA, use quotations for vaccines. Johnson & Johnson's, if I'm not mistaken, actually how should I say, reprograms your cell in a different way. They had done research and development with adenovirus vaccines, you know, years and years ago, where, you know, they're actually inserting DNA instead of RNA. But what President Biden is doing is he's capitalizing on the ignorance of people, and that's, you know, neither here nor there, whether they're willfully ignorant or just ignorant because they don't know any better.
Mm-hmm.
Johnson & Johnson just recently was granted emergency use authorization for their vaccine, right? Everybody knows it. Yeah, yippee-skippy.
Yeah.
That starts Johnson & Johnson's, you know, for lack of a better pedestrian term, clinical trials.
Yeah.
Now, that trial is going to continue past Moderna and Pfizer's. So I guess what I'm getting at is that a lot of these things are already in the pipeline, and even as early as January, before the inauguration, there were the manufacturing base of Pfizer and Moderna were already ramping up enough to produce 2 million vaccines per day.
Yeah.
That was as far back as January 13th. So a lot of this stuff, the memorandums of understanding, work order agreements, purchase order agreements, et cetera, is already in the pipeline.
Okay.
So, and additionally, my last point is, why does the federal government need to open up vaccination points if it is already throughout Publix, the grocery stores, the
drug stores,
and all things? Exactly. So it's the federal government, in my opinion, sticking its nose yet again where it doesn't have any business. But
okay.
thanks for taking my call, sir. Simplify, stay low.
Thank you. And that's Eric in Seminole. Okay. Mel in Saratoga Springs, you got maybe a minute. Go ahead.
Oh, yes, good morning, Captain. Yeah, I was hopeful. I missed, well, when Frank was on the air. But anyway, with you. I talked to my Republican district chairman, and I committed myself to become a precinct committee member.
Yeah.
And it's very, very easy. And people who want to get involved, believe me, this process is very easy. You just contact that person, because there's hundreds of thousands of these committee member positions that are open. And what you get to do, you meet once a month, and you get to vet that candidate that is running under the Republican banner. And so, I mean, you got a lot of say in regards to being with making the decision with the party as to when you vet that person who is eligible, in your opinion, to run for the party. So, listen, it's very easy. Get involved.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. And here comes the music, and I got to let him go. And I'm very familiar with what the precinct committeeman is, because I was one when I was down in Sarasota in the 38th precinct for a couple of years when I lived down there. I decided to get involved during, let's see, 2004 to 2006. So there you go. In the meantime, we're coming back with the sports guy, Patrick Hyland. Don't go anywhere. Sports coming up next.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. That's Donna Fiducia up there, Carrollton, Georgia Way, with her husband, Don. They run the Double D Ranch up there, and they're just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in a store, or you can give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. That phone number again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to save some big-time bucks. All righty. The Sports Zone guy is here with us, Mr. Patrick Island. Hello, sir.
Good morning, Matt Bruce and everybody.
I'm going to start you out with something interesting that popped up yesterday on the news page about football. You ready for this?
Go for it.
The XFL and the CFL have announced a potential collaboration and merging of the two leagues, possibly for the 2022 season relaunch.
That wouldn't be a bad idea, Captain. Both franchises, or leagues, I should say, are, you know, it's tough right now. Economic dollars, extra money to spend out there for people, it's just not there. So why not merge them both and see what comes of it? I think it's a good idea. They tried some of the CFL here in the States before, and it just didn't really pan out, but,
yep,
you know, maybe the second go around it would work. I think it's a good idea. You know, The Rock, the actor, Dwayne Johnson, and World Wrestling Federation gentleman is the owner of the XFL now. He bought it. So we'll see what comes of that. And he played down at the University of Miami football.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm anxious to see what comes of that. It's going to be interesting, to say the least. Could be fun.
USFL. Well, it's round robin time. Let's see. You got the NCAA basketball hoops,
yeah.
Men's hoops.
Yeah, we'll know this Sunday at 6 o'clock, Captain. And we'll be doing a round robin of sorts, picking who's going to be seated this upcoming March Madness and start the games on St. Patrick's Day. And there's going to be some teams that aren't going to make it. And
Duke is
withdrawn because of the COVID-19 issue. Mm-hmm. I think we're on the bubble to make it or not. So it's irrelevant now. So another team will slide in that slot to be in the tournament. And then NASCAR, this weekend out in Phoenix.
Yeah.
Brad Keselowski got the pole position. He's dangerous when he's up front like that. So we'll see how well he does. And the fast track out of it. So it should be a lot of excitement to watch.
Well, there will be some snow north of Phoenix. It won't be down there in Phoenix where the racetrack is, but they'll be looking at snow clouds up to the north.
Yes, sir. Yeah, crazy weather we've been having, to say the least. And then the TPC, Sawgrass, they call it the fifth major professional golf captain up there just outside of Jacksonville, Florida. They're having a great tournament going on right now, so that should be a fantastic finish as always. That's the way it looks to the 17th hole to see who reaches the green and who puts it in the water. Tough hole. A lot of fun.
Now, we've got a lot of baseball fans in this hotel right beside us because I was watching them coming back last night, and there was a bus that came in here, and I don't know where the Yankees were playing yesterday, but they must have been on the road because the entire bus, they were all wearing Yankees jerseys or T-shirts or hats or something like that, the whole bus, about 50 people.
Yeah, a lot of spring training going on, a lot of Yankee fans coming down for February and March to watch their team here in the Tampa Bay area and all over the state of Florida, all the way down to Fort Myers, Florida, all the way out to Dunedin to watch the Toronto Blue Jays. So a lot of spring ball still going on, a couple more weeks of that, and then they will start the season. And hopefully we'll be able to have fans full capacity before we know it, Captain. That sure would be nice.
Well, the University of Alabama is going to have a full house, so they're playing football this fall in Alabama at Tuscaloosa. And let's see here,
Texas.
Huh?
Texas, I believe. Texas is going to do the same thing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I'm not sure what our capacity will be here in Florida, but right now it looks like it's going to be about 25%, could be 50%, but we'll see. We'll see.
Well, here's what makes me laugh, Captain. Why is it that when, you know, you can get 150 people on an airplane sitting shoulder to shoulder, but, you know, you can't have them in a football game? Something doesn't make sense to me here. But anyway, it's, I guess, for other people to figure out. But,
well, because you're on the plane and you take up two seats, that's why.
Easy now, easy.
Well, you know, they got to charge for that seat somehow, right?
Oh, man, that's funny. It's just amazing, though, Captain, the way we're going about this.
I know.
Some things make sense, and some things don't make any sense at all. So there just needs to be more cohesiveness on everything here to get this country back on plan. But we should have a lot of fun this Sunday on the Sports Zone on this great station from 11 to 12. We'll be talking about the college, the golf, and a lot of NFL things going on too, Captain, with Dak Prescott signing the big contract in Dallas. How much does that leave for other players on Dallas, you know, to get signed under contract? The salary cap's going to be very interesting this year, the way they're having to maneuver it.
Not much, probably.
No.
And by the way, we hear that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are working out a package. Tom Brady seems very enthusiastic about the fact that he'll be around for a couple more years at least.
Yeah, he wants to keep playing, and he's ready to. you know, restructure his contract to help the whole team out. And that's what it's going to take now. These guys are going to have to realize that all the money can't go to them. It has to get spread out if you want to be on a winning team.
Okay, we got
a part. Captain.
Yep, we'll talk to you on Monday.
God bless. Take
care. Right. That's Patrick Hyland, and, of course, his show that he has here on my flagship station Sundays from 11 to 12 in the morning called The Sports Zone. They got a Facebook page. Go check it out. And here's what Patrick Hyland does when he's not on doing The Sports Zone.
Hi, folks, it's the Captain here. I want you to check out X39 Rapid Pain Relief Stem Cell Patches that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better sleep, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Now, I can tell you, I put one of those patches on my ankle, and right now, as far as today goes, and I've had it on for about 10 days now, I think I can see a little bit of a difference because the swelling in my ankle has not gone up nor down. The pain has remained about where it is, and, of course, I do take Relief Factor, too, so it's kind of hard to figure, but I think I'm getting some residual effect out of it, so that's why I did. You're supposed to put it on the affected area and see what happens, and that's exactly what I did. In other words, if you got a back problem, you put it on your back, shoulder, your shoulder, wrist, your wrist, so on and so forth. And it's a little patch, kind of like a Band-Aid that you put on yourself. That's what it is. All right. Now, Joe Biden, the gift that keeps on giving, is going to take credit for all the stuff that President Trump did. He's going to talk about, well, you know, we've done this, we've done that. Don't buy the lie. Operation Warp Speed is what gave everybody what they got right now. 550 million vaccines contracted for through J&J, Merck, and Moderna during the time of the Trump administration, which should start to show up in mass over the next couple of 3 months. And the war that started with all of this, whether you want to believe it or not, happened in China. This is China's fault that we're in the middle, or the tail end, as the case may be, of this pandemic. Now, things are better now than what they were, but we'll see. We'll see. And oh, by the way, don't forget, tomorrow I'll be at the Hernando County Fairgrounds, 9 to 2, for the Two Guys Gun Show, twoguysshow.com. Check it out. And I'll be back tonight for the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Have yourself a great day. Go watch some baseball. I'll see ya.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.